Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
James Bond is coming back to the big screen in cinemas in the UK, and we're hoping to go to every one of the 25 films. Join us as we celebrate the 60th anniversary of our favourite British agents by watching them all in order. We hope you guys are watching them too, so please let us know your thoughts. You can find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and our podcast is available on iTunes and Spotify, as well as video episodes on YouTube. Simply search for Really007Pod. So let's dive into the film that kicked off this extraordinary film series way back in 1962. It's Dr. No.
James Bond, 007. Licensed to kill whom he pleases, where he pleases, when he pleases. From the elegant clubrooms of Mayfair to exotic island night spots.
Jump up, jump up.
Good evening. Who pays you?
You.
Tell us.
A strange adventure of intrigue, treachery, and love.
Hello? Oh, Mr. Bond. I was thinking, why don't you collect me at my apartment? It's lovely up here in the mountains.
Her directions were easy to follow, and she sent a few of her friends to make sure I didn't get lost. She thought I was dead, but I proceeded to prove her wrong. I thought it was always polite to knock first, before shooting.
I thought you less stupid. I could have had you killed in the swamp.
And why didn't you?
You damaged my organization. Unfortunately, I misjudged you. You are just a stupid policeman whose luck is run out.
You'll live dangerously with the superbly resourceful James Bond. The explosive screen dramatization of the book that has entertained millions of readers. The exotic and tantalizing Dr. No.
John, which Bond films have you seen in the cinema?
I have seen every Bond film from World Is Not Enough onwards, but right. I have not seen anything before that at all.
How are you feeling being able to watch Dr. No then?
I was saying to Chris and Jess before, I'm intrigued more than anything, because don't get me wrong, I really, really love Dr. No, but I wouldn't say it's like one of my absolute favourites, but I'm fully anticipating that it's going to go sky high in my rankings today. Because I just think it's one of them films that, especially when it was made in the 60s, and the whole, like, I think the mystical nature of Honey Rider, seeing Jamaica on big screen, I think it's just going to be an absolute spectacle.
Interesting to who's there, wasn't it? Like, I don't. It's not been massively advertised, which is good. But Matthew, obviously growing up, we've watched quite a few of them together since. Yeah. Well, GoldenEye, really.
GoldenEye onwards. Yeah, and I've not, like John, I've not seen anything before when I could go, you know, myself. So this is the start of something incredible for me and for all of us, you know, to be able to. I mean, whether we'll manage to see them all, but I'm hopeful that at least one of us will be able to each of them going along. It really is special. And got to know, you know, the 60th anniversary, it's such a great film. Since we started the pod, it's actually, my love for it's grown and grown, and I think
probably more than the others.
Tonight's going to be really special.
Are they in 4K or whatever you call it? Have they remastered them as well?
Yeah. I think, how much more can you remaster?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 60 years old. Yeah. So yeah.
But yeah, I think they are definitely in 4K.
And at the same time, you can think that Harry. It's like Round the Grounds, isn't it? Harry will be watching it in Leeds, so we'll be hearing from
with
him soon.
With his father and father-in-law, yeah.
We know the ending, though, to this one, and Bond survives. So, that was the last time we were here, in Berry View, the same place.
Yeah.
Have you moved on from that, John, or are you still...
No comment.
This is a no-comment interview again.
Unless they do, like, the old Star Wars George Lucas reimagined thing.
Yeah.
Put a new ending in at the end.
Maybe,
They can't be bothered. They can't bother doing anything.
The 80th anniversary or something.
Yeah. Well, I was saying, this is... View and Odeon have done more than Eon, haven't they? I mean, I know it's probably in conjunction, but it's like they've just given them the films to show. Mm. It's good that they've done it, obviously. But
I'm still waiting. I'm still thinking there's going to be some big announcement at some point by Eon. I mean, I suppose when was Dr. No? Are we saying, is it September? I think it's September.
Is it? Okay, right. Yeah, so we've got a bit. Yeah.
So I think if September's the 60th anniversary of Cinematic Bond, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt and hope that something happens for them. But at the moment, it is great that cinemas are doing this, though, and hopefully it'll boost the economy as well.
Yeah. Well, we've just been to watch the Batman, other than Bond. I think that's the only one we've seen in the cinema.
Yeah,
I think it's been since then.
Yeah.
Since No Time for
I've actually ended up watching that now three times.
Oh, gosh. 9 hours.
Yeah. But I don't know, there's something special about watching a Bond film. But I know I said it before, but just the chance to see these old films on the big screen. Just, you know, how many of your favourite films have you actually never seen on the big screen?
Yeah.
And so the chance to do so is just amazing.
And the fact that, like, you know, we've been seeing that they're all at the Prince Charles and we're thinking, we've got to go and see them and go to London. And it's taken us, what, 5 minutes in a car?
Yeah.
I could have walked. It's ridiculous.
It's so good, it really is.
There was, I'm pretty sure, might be nearly 10 years ago now. Maybe it was for the 50th, for the Skyfall tie-in. They had Salford, was it the Salford Quays or Salford Lowry Cinema? Yeah. They had the double bill of Dalton, and I don't know why we didn't go. We ummed and ahed, and I don't know whether something else going on, but anyway, we'll be seeing both of them, I'm hoping.
Well,
we'll
see one in London.
We'll be seeing License to Kill in London, so... we're looking forward to meeting some of the Bond fans there. But obviously, if anyone wants to join us in Bury or wherever, I'm sure we'll meet up with some other Bond fans. And I mean, it'd be quite weird because you in the cinema there might be these accounts on Twitter that are actually in Bury and we never knew all that.
The Wizard of Ice is here.
Is he? Yeah. Well, he should be at Wembley, shouldn't he? I can date this because it is, for the
supporting his local team.
Yeah. I won't spoil the result in case you watch a match of the day, but he'll be very happy. It's a spoiler, We will head into the cinema now. We're going to be looking forward to it.
Awesome, unbelievable.
Good stuff.
Let's go for it.
Right, I am in the car park, about to watch Dr. No at the cinema, which is a very, very special occasion for me. But I didn't want to come alone, so I've brought my father-in-law, Andy, who's obliged me and done me a favour here by coming along, so I'm not completely a nerd on my own. But just as we've parked up in the car park, Andy has told me that he was part of the 007 club as a kid. Is that right?
It's very true. It was set up by the YMCA, of which I was a member in 1967. What coaxed me along was the 007 club. I don't know what was unique about it being a 007 Club because all the activities were just the same as they ever were. But the table tennis and everything was all played
in tuxedos.
Accompanied by the 007 music, you know.
Oh, sounds incredible.
Yeah.
How many did you see as a kid at the cinema, if at all?
As a kid? I can't rightly remember, but I do remember seeing Dr. No, certainly. This will be the second time I've seen Dr. No. So I hope I'm not talking all the way through it and giving it away. But I probably saw about four of them as a young lad.
In fact, Andy on the drive as well told me one of his favourites. There was mention of Casino Royale and Live and Let Die, yeah. But you mentioned Moonraker was one of your favourites.
Moonraker, yeah. I just love the character of Jaws, really. I thought what a hero he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, some romantic moments with him.
Yeah.
But my favourite one of all time was Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah. That is one of my favourites.
I did see that at the cinema, and that was amazing.
So you say this is the second time this will only be the second time you've seen Dr. No.
Same time I've seen Dr. No, so I mean, it'll be like watching it for the first time, to be honest, because I can't remember any of it at all.
No, that's a good position to be in. And I was saying to Andy as well how, even as fanatical as we are about Bond, for a while Dr. No wasn't one that we watched much of as children, returning back to it. So, and recently I've watched it and absolutely loved it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it on the big screen, but there is a bit of mystery about Dr. No. It's not one that people know quite as well and can quote quite as much, so it should be an interesting experience. But we're going to head in very, very excited to see it on the big screen.
Absolutely.
And I'm very grateful Andy's here to support me in this. So, yeah, I'm here with an amazing family, I think three generations, is that right?
Who've just seen Dr. No at the Berry View Cinema. And first of all, I'll come to you. What's your name?
Eddie.
And this isn't the first time you've seen Dr. No?
No, several times, yeah. I've seen the original when it first came out, 1962.
Oh, and where did you see that then?
Oh, I think it was in town somewhere. I can't remember which cinema it was. It was either the Odeon.
Yeah.
In Oxford Street, Alex.
And that was in Bury?
No, we're talking about Manchester.
Oh, right, okay, so, right. Amazing.
Yeah.
And have you seen many of the others at cinema since then?
Oh, yeah. Most of them. Apart from the, I've not seen a lot of the, I wasn't really keen on the Roger Moore.
Oh, wow.
Well, your favourite.
we quite like the Roger Moore,
yeah.
Brilliant. So who have you got with you today, then?
That's my daughter, Pamela, and her partner, Andy.
So were you brought up with Bond as well? Who's this, Jack?
That's my grandson.
So, Jack, you've just seen a James Bond film that's 60 years old. Do you think it looks really old?
I mean, yeah, because most of it I've seen was fake.
That's some of the backgrounds and things.
You could just tell it was fake.
Yeah. Oh. But did you enjoy it, though?
Yeah.
And who's your favourite James Bond?
I mean, because I was born in 2011, probably Daniel Craig.
Oh, right, yeah. So have you seen his films?
Yeah. I've seen all of them.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good, Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Good. Well, then, what do you want next, though, from James Bond?
You've seen the latest one, haven't you?
Well, again,
yeah.
Something.
Well, yeah, we hope he's alive, don't we?
There is that. Reboot,
no,
it?
I think
so,
they're
going
to go back to when he was younger.
Okay, right, yeah.
Back again.
That'll be interesting, wouldn't it? It'll be different.
I like to go back in time. You saw the original book,
Yeah,
I like the 50s, the set in the 50s. And
I'm for that.
Yeah. That's a good idea, then, isn't it?
The books, don't we?
So you're going to watch a few more of them, because they're all
out now, aren't they? We figured out between now and October, we're on every week.
Yeah, well, you might see us again then.
So, yeah, hopefully we're going to try to. Yeah. But we just don't know the timings of everything, I'm assuming. We just caught it today because I saw it.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming up, so...
Fantastic. Right, we'll see you again sometime.
No,
nice to meet you.
Thank you. That interruption with the gems.
Is it? Yeah. You like the...
Until you've seen all the old
Miss Tarot bit, didn't you? Yeah.
Just did an interview with, you know, the spy who loved me, the girl lady at the start, who in this log cabin, and he goes, so is England. And she did she just kept doing the impression. She's telling us it's all about how breathy you get. Like, oh, geez.
Might see you again, hopefully.
Right, we've just come out and we're in the car park having finished Dr. No at the cinema, and I was just saying, obviously it was absolutely amazing, but quite a strange experience seeing an old film you know, 60-year-old film up on the big screen, but nevertheless, the quality was absolutely superb. Quite taken back by how well restored it was. I don't know how it's been done, but it was good quality, wasn't it, Andy?
Absolutely, yeah. Fantastic.
All the colours and obviously Jamaica looking wonderful, and all the sets as well on the big screen looking incredible. For your second viewing of Doctor No, probably 60 years apart, how much of it did you remember?
I didn't remember anything of it.
Yeah.
To be honest, I vaguely remember the character of Doctor No.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
But I don't remember the story or anything. You know, I just thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, for the first Bond film, it just set the scene brilliantly, and it. You know, you can see now how it's developed over the years with all the technology and all the gadgets and everything.
Yeah, it's like laying down the blueprint, isn't it?
It was everything.
I would like. There's not many gadgets in it. There's no Q. There's a few things missing that still, you know, over the next few films get added. But yeah, you're right. As a start, it was really, really good. First of 25, which is pretty impressive. I don't know how many I'll see. I certainly don't know how many more you'll see, Andy, on the big screen. But I think it was pretty positive to go in there and see, 20 to 30 maybe people in there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It was a small screen, but almost full. Just quite a positive and exciting experience. But thank you very much for joining me, Andy. I've appreciated
it. Absolute pleasure. And I will definitely join you if I happen to be around for any other future shows.
Ah, quality. Well. Superb. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Right, guys, we thought this was going to be special, but me personally, I'm just blown away. It's probably the most fun I've had at the cinema for a long time, definitely. And certainly for the last time since, I don't know, maybe GoldenEye, maybe. I mean, I love the other ones I've watched since, but for pure cinematic appeal and knowing what you're going to get, but on the big screen, I've absolutely amazing.
I think my main takeaway from it was seeing Sean Connery.
Yeah.
He's a film star, obviously, but actually seeing him on a full screen and just owning the screen every time he's on it, just his movements, his facial expression, everything just came to life. That film is the best platform for him, because he genuinely just carries that film as the character. He's in pretty much every single scene after the death of Strangways, and he is magnetic in that film.
Because this is it, that you've got to sell this to the audience. This is the first time they've seen this chap on screen, and I can't... Math, what were your main sort of takeaways from it?
Well, many, but I thought it looked beautiful, the whole film on the big screen. The vibrancy of some of the colours, you know, the setting really came across.
But, you know, as a film, I think we often forget how many of the sort of the Bond boxes this film ticks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to go through them all, but because we'll save that for when we
review
it and everything. But it really does. And as a cinematic experience, I was just thinking, the audience at the time, this must have been incredible what they were witnessing.
Yeah.
They must have been blown away. I mean, we've just been blown away by watching it now. But yeah, it's just fantastic.
didn't feel slow as well. I know that's one of the main things. I think maybe when you're in the cinema, you're in the mood to really concentrate and get absorbed into it.
Very absorbed.
So it might not be one of the ones you'd throw on a Sunday afternoon quite as much as some of the others, but maybe not, I don't know.
To me, I think the reasons why it can be argued as slow is the score. And I think I think I noticed that today, actually, is that I'm a bit disappointed I can't see you from Russia with Love, because I think adding a Barry score to
it does make a difference.
So much.
Yeah.
It's not that it's a bad score by any stretch, but I think the scale of it is just so much bigger when you put a Barry score in it. So there's that. The other thing I always feel, and I did feel again with this film, is that I think this film really builds up so well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, I wish it had an extra 10 minutes at the end.
Yeah, just to see Dr. No a bit more as
it's
well.
It's quite abrupt how it finishes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like because the whole purpose of it is that it's been building up and up, I'd have happily been for 10 more minutes. So I don't see it as slow in that way whatsoever, really.
I mean, maybe audiences, it's 2 hours, isn't it? Nearly.
It's 2 hours.
Yeah, so that is quite long maybe for a film of that genre, isn't it? Like a PG film. At the time, maybe I don't know. I mean, you couldn't have a 2.5 hour film in those days. No, that genre, intermission.
I agree to an extent. I think I'm always surprised by how quickly from when Bond starts turning the thing to.
Yeah, it is quick, isn't it? Yeah,
everyone gets up and gets out. Yeah. I mean, but I do love it how Doctor No's the one who he goes and he still tries to save everything.
Hands on.
He batters Bond quite a bit, but then obviously Bond gets the upper hand. No pun intended. But it's just the way the film. I don't know. It does build and build. And obviously you've got the opening, but then when Bond's introduced to us in London, and then
before you get to Jamaica, it's so good.
Oh, it's so iconic. It really is. I mean, I found myself saying that word a lot when we're making our podcasts and doing the reviews, but this is just so many iconic moments. And then obviously when he gets to Jamaica, you know, gradually discovering the different characters who are involved who turn out to be allies or turn out to be, you know.
It's like a detective story, isn't it?
There's
loads of characters as well.
It is. But also, you know, again, from a cinematic sense, the way it's shot is brilliant. And I was thinking, you know, we've talked about Jump Up and everything, but the way that you come into that sort of club, that bar, and there's the band there, and the camera follows Pussfellow as he walks through
the cinematic techniques.
These aren't things that were created 10 years ago. Again, I don't know. There are parts of it, maybe parts of it are dated, but I don't know. I just can't believe that we get to see this on the big screen, and we can see the fabrics of the costumes.
The picture, we have to say, is it's even better than Blu-ray, isn't it?
It's
sharp but massive.
And Sean looked so good. I mean, everything.
There was just like little details that I've never noticed before. The first one is how big Pussfellow is.
You fill the screen.
And characters who like I've never really noticed very much, like Play-Doh Smith and Sister Rose.
They're the stars of it.
And all of a sudden, like, whoa, these guys are really coming to life. Yeah. Definitely. It was brilliant.
And there was something that was quite detailed as well.
There was a scene which had Morris Binder levels of nipple on it for Honey Rider. Definitely, yes. Yes. I did notice that.
It's a bit like when we noticed the posters up in the submarine in Spy Love Me, that kind of thing.
Well,
gosh, just the first thing you see, the gun barrel. I know it's, you know, it's so basic to say it, but an audience seeing that, and then and how Bond's introduced the shots, you know, his hands, you just see his hands for a bit, don't you? Again, if he was just casually, you just saw him at the cards, and that was it. That's how he's introduced. Just subtle little things like that. If less thought had gone into them, then you wouldn't have been as, because he's quite a mysterious character, isn't he, Bond?
Yes.
You really fall in love with him, as in you want to be him. You don't think though that this guy is like the nicest guy.
Absolutely.
He's different to most sort of heroes, isn't he?
And in this film, he's a spy, so
he
has to do what's required to.
Yeah, yeah. His job is so important.
Uncomfortable viewing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's very rude with.
Yeah. And Connery's the master of that. Connery is not a nice character in terms of how he plays Bond. Yeah. And yet you still are gunning for him and want to be him.
Yeah, that
is a really difficult thing to do that.
Yeah.
But Connery, by the end, like, Damsel Very is so jovial.
Yeah, it's so different.
It's completely different. But those, and actually, we're going for Thunderball at the moment, he's jovial in that actually. And Goldfinger, the first two though, he is a spy.
Yeah.
And you're rooting for him.
Yeah.
And he's cold, but you still always feel that the job comes first with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just amazing to see on screen.
I'll tell you what, it's just unbelievable to see Bernard Lee on a big screen. Oh, Lois Maxwell.
Because they're only in it right at the beginning, aren't they?
Yeah, but like Moneypenny's office and M's office, to see them on a huge screen.
It's so exciting, isn't it? Yeah. Sad to say, but
it is.
Getting the mission. And then I know Q, you know, obviously, we prefer the one that came after. But just seeing that, and I think we did a thing in the License to Kill with Kerry Edwards about how when he hands the gun in, it's since that moment in Dr. No, of course, he didn't want the gun. And then that gun has become part of him. And he absolutely, you know, he swears by it and he has to give it over. It's quite a symbolic thing.
It is.
But yeah, and then the whole 6 months injured, I'd forgotten about that.
I know.
That reference.
Because the letter jammed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the thing where it says about the Americans swear by the Walter PPK.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always thought CIAs use Smith & Wesson's. I'm sure.
And you've had your six. Yeah.
I'm sure there is a different gun that the CIA use, especially in the Roger films. That the
maybe so. Yeah, gun, yeah.
But the details just stood out so much more. Yeah.
That dent scene as well. He doesn't have to do it because he arrests Miss Taro. He could have done that.
Well, he's got him because he's had his six. He's shot.
He could have just let him in, couldn't he? Yeah.
But
we'll defend that. No.
It's a brutal, but that's what would have happened to him.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, of course.
This is the world espionage you're in, so.
It's the blowing of the silence.
Yeah, it is.
That is what does it. Yeah,
these little details again.
Yeah.
Like, sat back, so casual, and he's not scared at any point in the film.
He's not. He's playing cards.
But the bit when he's in the vent at the end, it looks so real. Like, he's sweating, he's got blood on him.
Yeah, he looks much more
vulnerable. Yeah, yeah. Like, when he's burning his hands and stuff. So you can't sort of say, oh, he's just a superhero again, you know.
We don't really see a James Bond so torn apart like that. Probably was a License to Kill.
You're right, actually. And
I mean, I don't know, and it's the first time I've ever thought of it, but surely Die Hard vent scenes have been
absolutely. And the one thing I wanted to mention as well was the links to No Time to Die. I know we knew this, sort of the rumours that Safin was Dr. No, but it does become even more apparent. I don't know, the way he sort of, even the way he goes over to them in the bed, you know, a bit like Safin with Mathilde's mother. I don't know, there's a few shots that echoed.
Dr. No never blinks.
He
never, very rarely shows any facial expression.
Yeah.
And Rami Malek very much channeled that vibe with Safin. Yeah. And to me, noticing it there's no doubt that was initially meant to be Dr. No.
Yeah. Just then, that, do you think they linked the backstory afterwards to link him to Madeline afterwards?
I don't know, they might always have wanted to do something like that,
a new take. Gosh.
I don't know.
Right, well, wonder what Harry and Andy thought. We'll have to speak to them and Chris and Jess.
I'm sure they've loved it.
My word, Harry, I've just been to the Berry View cinema with John and Math. And Harry, meanwhile, has been watching it exactly the same time, but in Leeds. Is that right, Harry?
Yeah, I think. Because it was also a view cinema, so 7:30. I don't know about you, it started quite quickly, didn't it? Got going really quickly, yes. But that meant we came out at a similar time, exchanged a few messages at a similar time, and now we've got home to our independent homes and are speaking to each other online. What a treat this is. What an unbelievable treat that we didn't know we were getting it just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and of course, the last time we did this, it was No Time to Die, but you had COVID, so you had to wait a few days and of horrible silence, didn't know what was going to go on. And then you sent a totally depressed message, first thoughts afterwards. But I think it's slightly different after this one.
Yeah, I mean, I would have absolutely loved to have seen it with you guys over there in Lancashire as a group. that would have been really fantastic. Because, you know, I missed that. And, you know, that probably didn't help my enjoyment of No Time to Die, watching it alone. But this, I didn't watch it alone. I watched it with my father-in-law, Andy. Yeah, it was just a totally different experience because it was just brilliant to watch. And obviously, we'll save all our proper Dr. No thoughts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's so easy to go in and watch, and such a good story to follow, and just so exciting to see the first James Bond film 60 years later on the big screen. What an occasion it's been.
Who was there then? What kind of audience was there?
It was, even though it was a view, it seemed to have this smaller screening, but
yeah,
with like luxurious seats that had sort of tray tables, like almost like an aeroplane. And there were probably about three or four rows. I reckon there's probably room for about 40 people, and I reckon there were about 30, 35 people.
Oh, really? Almost. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
And it, even that was just wonderful to see these people who've, you know, on a Saturday night, who clearly in love with Bond franchise and have come to treat themselves to seeing Dr. No at the cinema. And, you know, I also hope that a few amongst the audience might have not been Bond fans, and it was the start of their special journey, kind of rediscovering maybe something that their an older relative's recommended, or their best friend has said, let's give James Bond a go, starting at Dr. No at the cinema. What place.
Oh, dear me, yeah, yeah. So, you know, when, and they'll go on to do podcasts and they'll say, when did you first see Bond? And like, well, I can't remember when I saw him first, but I remember seeing that image, you know, of the three blind mice at the cinema in or whatever. I mean, how good is that?
I know. And just unlike anything. And I think even for casual Bond fans, which really is what my father-in-law Andy was, you know, even he can see that it's the start of the Bond franchise.
Yeah.
You can trace so many things back to this first film. You can see, you know, what hasn't developed yet and the smaller elements that are missing, but there's so much there that just straight away it's a James Bond film. And just the titles is so, you know, wow.
There were loads more things we felt that, hang on, there's quite a few sort of pieces already there. You know, it isn't so much that From Russia with Love obviously added some, and then Goldfinger added more, but nearly all of them are here. You know,
little
gadgets and things like that.
I was
going
to say gadgets, but there's thing, you know, there's a car.
The Embassy, Moneypenny.
Moneypenny, yeah, absolutely. Contacts, Felix, a lot of, absolutely, yeah. True.
The first time you saw Jamaica, Harry, the colours of it and everything, it's just on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, before all this news of the cinema showing them, we'd all been getting a little bit excited about Dr. No's a film and sort of rediscovering it.
Yes, because
it's not one that we're as familiar with and would watch as much as children. So even in the last year and a half, we've started to really reconnect with the film. And one of those reasons is just the setting and James Bond going out there in his suit.
Yeah.
Following the scent of, you know, mystery kind of, and meeting locals, making contact with people. It's so hard not to go into in-depth, but it's just visually, like you say, Jamaica. And then, at the cinema as well, that you're transported from Jamaica, and then the second half or final third, when you get to the sets, seeing Ken Adam was absolutely unbelievable. That might be possibly my biggest takeaway, just seeing a Ken Adam set on the big screen, because I haven't ever seen it before in my life.
I was just thinking, can you imagine for the actors just coming into this set like that? Like Dr. Knows, you know, when he has his the evening meal. That was an amazing scene at the cinema, but
just
the vastness of it and of all, and to think how small the budget was it like $1 million comparatively? I know it's probably about 10 million now, but that kind of film, it looks like it now, that was 100 or 200 million, doesn't it? It's just,
I think, as amazing as sort of Jamaica is and how good it will have been for audiences at the time 60 years ago, I do think something happens when you get that first, when Dent goes to he's put in there with a spider. When you first enter that larger than life set, I thought that was humble. Even though it's a scene that, you know, is much referenced and everyone knows it's a great scene and it's a great set, seeing it at the cinema,
I'm
astonished by it. I'm going to keep going on about the sets. And that's, you know, partly because we've had that wonderful Ken Adam special recently to just really appreciate the work he does. But another part I was taken aback by was the eeriness of the place, Dr. No's Island. And you know, in the cinema with the sound, though there's no John Barry music, with the sound design, there's a really real eeriness to the place.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like when he's crawling, escaping through those pipes, it was like a, yeah. it was like a, almost like a horror film. Like, not a horror film, but just like a, yeah, it was amazing. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of horror tropes in it. Even like yeah. the, when, of course, they kill Strangway's secretary, you know, the thing where it goes yeah. to Doctor No in the fire, like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, yeah.
And from all the bits about the mysteries of the island, the dragon, everything. Yeah. It is this setup, Doctor No coming to them in the bed. It's pretty scary.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yes, of course, yeah. And the spider as well, on the spider.
Yeah,
on the
yeah, of course, yeah.
Like Sean Connery, his face yeah. taking up the majority of a cinema screen with beads of sweat. I mean, what? I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I'm so pleased I got to go. And I don't know how many
yeah,
I'll be able
yeah.
to go, which ones, but what a place to start. What a first one to go and see for absolute definite. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, like you said before, I think it's the one that's probably gone up most in our estimations. I did watch it quite a lot as a kid. Until I was about 10, maybe. And then I think there was a break from it for some, or maybe we didn't have the video. I don't know. But there's a bit of a break from it. And then yeah. I think I've only seen it like once in the last 15 years until, you know, we started this podcast. And it's like, whoa, I'm glad in a way, because it is like just rediscovering a film and noticing so yeah. much. And then to watch it again, I noticed loads more. And
yeah. did you notice Sandor?
Oh, me and John instantly. Oh yeah.
yeah,
and the other guy in that scene is the over half our net income.
Yeah, in A View to
yeah,
a Kill.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah,
no, I know. We know these things because of sad Bond stuff.
No, I think it's the time
when you see him. You're like, yeah, it's him.
Yeah, we'll be seeing him later.
Oh yeah, I'll try and watch as many as I can because after that, I've been looking forward to this all week, and now I'm going to be looking forward to From Rush with Love if I can watch it all next week. And it's just, I think this thing you said, because you've watched them in order. I've never done it. You in the last, is it last year, you watched them in order, going from yeah. seeing this new character in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, he's in Istanbul in the next.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. No,
it's exciting, isn't it?
That really, it had an impact on me when I watched them in order. Seeing him go from one mission to another,
yeah.
and therefore from one location to another. And obviously, then Goldfinger and Thunderball, all these great places you get to. I'll tell you, sorry, I've just had another thought. I will love now seeing Dr. No at home because it will make me really fond of the cinema experience.
Yeah.
Which is a completely new dynamic that I've not had for a Bond film. Because that often happens. There are often films I see at the cinema that I love and I look forward to owning them and seeing them on my telly at the house. Now I've got that with Dr. No. I've seen it on the big screen.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
I watch it, I'll even though it'll only be at home, I will always be able to remember that I've seen that at the cinema.
Because it is crazy that these films that are our favourites of all time, we've never seen most of them at the cinema.
And I never thought I'd get the chance, I'll be honest. I never.
Like the amount of hundreds of times we've been to the cinema, but never to see anything before GoldenEye. And for you, is Tomorrow Never Dies.
I know. World is not enough. World is not enough.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Well, even so,
Golden Eyes will be absolutely.
Golden Eyes is going to be amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
But I think some of the key ones that when I looked at, you know, and thought I can now watch them all because they're going to be local and there's going to be various chances to watch them. Doctor No was one of the main ones I was looking forward to, not just because it's the first, but because it's cinematic. And I think you know, I mean, even things like the ones which will show you the new world. So even like I know, well, you only twice, obviously, and then. The Man with the Golden Gun, my word. Oh. A Moonraker. There's a Moonraker on the big screen.
Yeah, John Barry.
Well, John Barry,
When we first get to hear, hear John Barry's music evolve.
Yeah.
Through the film.
Brilliant, Harry. Thank you.
Although I couldn't be there with you, it's so good to have shared this experience separately.
I'm thinking it was all going on at exactly the same time.
Yeah, I know. That makes you realise just how exclusive and one-off this was. That it's almost like it was live streamed. It was like a live streaming event at cinema almost. That all around the country, everyone will have been watching it at that point. Yeah.
Thank you, Harry. And anyone listening to this, please just send us your thoughts on it. And
I'd love to.
And have you got Doctor No? You know, we hope you have. Yep. We've never loved it more, and can't wait for From Rush with Love now. Woo!
really the worst.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never-ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.